kind of grain is grown around here?
Oh, I'm over to sorghum.
For what use?
For feed. Cattle feed.
Mm-hmm. And a building where you could store corn would be called a...
Well, there aren't any of them around here, but I think you're talking about a silo, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a crib or a corn barn or a corn house?
Uh-uh.
What about a place for grain?
Well, I guess maybe I was wrong. Maybe a silo would be the place for grain, huh?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term granary or granary?
Well, I've heard it, but I never used it. I've never...
What did you hear it called?
Well, I've heard the word you use there, granary or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know what... I have no idea what it would be, whether that's where you take it or that's where you store it or what. I don't know. I've never fooled with it that much.
You wouldn't know what it looks like or anything?
No.
And what different animals would there be on a farm?
Down here?
Yeah.
Mostly cows, pigs, chickens, and goats.
Mm-hmm. Where would the cows be kept?
Usually in the barn, if you're lucky. There's a lot of cows down here just left loose with a little covered shelter. There's just not a whole lot of... Mostly down here, there's not that, you know, big a herd of cows that they have barns and keep a few cows in. So you've got just a whole bunch of them and just turn them loose. There aren't in this, that I know of, down here, there just aren't these great big barns and you have, you know, 10, 12, 15 cows in there. I don't know of any.
Why not?
Well, I think, like I say, usually the ones that come to my mind, they've got anywhere from 100 cows on up.
Mm-hmm.
And just not any barns that size.
What about the covered shelter that you mentioned? Is there any special name for that?
Well, let's see. All feeding pen, something like that. It's just a long trough with food and water in it, stuff like that. It's got a little cover over it. Really won't give them any shelter if it's raining or something like that. It's usually just to cover up the food and water.
Mm-hmm. Where are pigs kept?
In, let me see, pig sty or mm-hmm. pen. Yeah, I guess down here I've usually called it a pig pen.
Mm-hmm. What about chickens?
In the hen house?
Mm-hmm. Any other
or
place?
Or coop, chicken coop.
What does that look like?
Well, I guess just mostly ones I remember had mostly wire on all. Some of them had wood on one side if it's built up against something, and then wire on three sides. And I saw some of them that had a roof and there's wire all the way around, no floor.
Mm-hmm. What were they used for? To keep just all the chickens in there? Or?
Yeah, the laying hens.
Mm-hmm. What about a hen on a nest of eggs? She'd be called a...
She'd be called a hen? Laying hen?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of setting hen or brooder hen? Or?
I've heard of brooder hen, but I don't know what it means.
What about when you're eating chicken, the bone like this?
The breast?
Well, the...
Oh, that bone? Uh-huh. Wishbone?
Any stories about that? Or?
Well, you... Somebody grab a hold of each end of it, and whoever gets the long piece when it snaps will have a wish come true.
Does that work?
Well, I guess I've done it a few times, but I don't ever remember it happening.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to fool her?
I don't know.
Well, say if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of...
China?
What about an egg made out of that?
Well, I guess you're saying that you could take a china egg and put it in a nest full of a hen, maybe so. I don't know about it.
You never heard of that?
No.